A long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and coming down through the center of your head and neck. The spine reaches the base, and the line still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of our planet. So just look at this long straight line penetrating you and see what's happening. What's happening? For example, your inner eye is wide open to all directions, and you start sensing the energy around you. Besides the air, something is there around you. And by this long straight line, you are firmly grounded. And plus, the baggage in your mind start dropping off through this one line, one by one, and you might feel lighter, 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 maybe not. You can sense the energy in front of you, behind you, around the right shoulder and around the left shoulder. And you might be able to sense that your body is floating in the big sphere or balloon made by your energy, or we can call it as our mind field. From now on, we see only inside of this field. We are working with our own mind only. Usually, we are watching on the outside of our mind and try to protect ourselves and try to attack something. And so busy, so noisy. But as you know the truth, there is no outside of the mind. Your mind is everything. Your mind creates everything. If you want to say that there is outside of your mind, maybe we can say, yes, there is a mirror to show you what your mind is, how your mind is. Who you are. How you are perfect. Okay, feel this energy and keep this sensation. At the same time, please bring your consciousness onto your breathing. a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. Observing the breathing, it's so simple. Simplest meditation in the world. But, or end. It's so easy to find your resistance. You know, mind chatters. Physical sensation, some uncomfortable feeling or sensation, or some memories come up in your mind and so on, or just feel so boring. Temptation to think about tonight or tomorrow or next year and so on. It's so natural to have the resistance because what we are doing is saying goodbye to our past. We say goodbye to our bad memories, sad memories, painful memories, or so many, many memories about our sisters and brothers, memories about this afternoon. We are saying goodbye and we are entering here now, outside of the timeline. So ego wants to stay on the timeline, stay on the past and the future. So big resistance. I want to be my past, even though my past is painful. I don't want to say goodbye to my past, because the past is me. I'm made by my past. I can't say goodbye to my past. But unfortunately, the past is actually gone already. Past can't touch you. Past can't be you now. So, say goodbye to your past. Today is a day for revival. Stay with breathing. And plus, saying goodbye to your past is more than the thing to say goodbye. You have to accept that there is no individual being. Individual being doesn't exist. your personality, your character, your own unique history, your own unique original thought and sensitivity and so on. They are not you. You are now meeting true yourself. Ego doesn't want to meet true ourselves. Ego wants to be individual. So resistance, resistance, resistance. It's okay, not bad. We still can focus on our breathing. Not so difficult. And one more thing. If you say goodbye to your past, and if you decide to surrender the individual self, you can release others from your fantasy, from your past grievances. They are free, and you and each of them can start new lovely relationships. Okay, ego doesn't like perfect lovely relationship. Ego want to have the exciting, at the same time painful relationship. It's more dramatic and thrilling, ego believes. But we know, truly, truly, we want to start completely lovely, peaceful, trustful relationships with all others. So that's why we want to revive today. Now, imagine God is in front of you, and God is breathing. So you stop breathing by yourself. Instead, you receive God's exhalation, and you feel God's inhalation. So now, God exhales. He is breathing out his breath directly to you, and you receive his breath. And God inhales. His breath is slowly, gently out through your mouth or nostrils. God exhales. His prana, love, peace coming to you. You receive it, hold it. And God inhales. His prana, love and peace is gently comes out from you with your gratitude and appreciation. God exhales again. His abundance and passion and harmony coming to you. You receive it, hold it. And God inhales, His breath is out with your gratitude and appreciation. So few more times, receive God's breath and give Him back with gratitude, appreciation by yourself. You can receive anything, healing power, joy, perfection, you are part of universal breath. Everything is given to you, and you are doing a perfect communication with God. And now receive God's breath at the very center of your chest. You imagine there is a tiny point of light at the center of your chest, and that light receives God's breath. And God's breath is out from this tiny light. So God and your light in you are communicating. This is true communication. This is trustful communication. This is literally equal communication. And who is communicating with God? You, through yourself. The source of peace, source of love, source of abundance, source of healing. You are not searching happiness anywhere anymore. You are bringing happiness everywhere. You don't try to find anyone who can give you happiness. You are giving happiness to everyone. And when you feel weak, when you feel empty, when you feel you are sick, you can remember you are communicating with God. You are perfectly taken care of. No worry. Now come back to normal breathing, but keep the sensation of the light inside of your chest. Your light in you and my light in me, they are exactly the same. I'm sorry, no character, there is no better one was wrong. It's exactly the same. We are exactly the same. Now we see peace. We are in peace because we are exactly the same. No one carries his and her past here. That's why we are in peace. That's why we are free. So you are feeling the light in you, and you remember the big sphere you are floating in. Your sphere is beautifully shining because of the source of the light. You didn't know you were such a beautiful shining light just because you forgot the source of light in you. But this light in you always loves you and knows your limitless value, your beauty, your perfection, your strength. Let's remember it. One more thing we have to remember is our ego never, never loves us. Our ego sees us as imperfect being. And having a lot of guilt and deserve pain. So let's choose again who you are. You are this light. You are not the past. Past that can't touch you. You don't need to try to deal with anything with your past. The past is gone. And all the people in your life, they are reborn people. Their past is gone. If you like, invite some people in your field and see those people with your light. There is no difference between you and them. And they are lighting up by you. And you remember their light in them. You might feel you are light in you is expanding, shining more. Enjoy the feeling. Or the point of light stay in your chest. Enjoy the feeling and the sensation. This light is also always talking to you, whispering to you, guiding you, gives you inspiration, gives you idea, everything. So when you remember this being, you can listen to. You can listen to it. You are guided all the time. You don't need to decide. You don't need to try to control, manipulate anything anymore. This is what we want, and this is our natural state. So my past is gone. It can't touch me. I arrive today. This is from A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson number 287. So keep and memorize this wonderful sensation. Slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you.